WTAN Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
And welcome all of our Starcom Media Network affiliates now. We are so excited, aren't we, Pastor Jim, to have this hub out of Oklahoma that spreads out to many cities across the United States. And those stations have affiliates, some 400 plus worldwide. So welcome every one of you. We are Beacon of Hope Ministries, based out of Clearwater, Florida. We are global. A couple years ago, in anticipation of this, but we had no idea when this would happen, we changed our email address and our website. It was www.beaconofhopeministries.com, and that still works. But in anticipation by faith, we changed it, PJ, to bohmglobal.com, and it so works now, doesn't it? It's just easier to remember, and it is the way to contact us.
And kind of like Abram changing, or God changing Abram to Abraham.
Right, yeah.
You know, he went from exalted father to father of a multitude.
Woo! Yes. Right, exactly. So we've talked about the prayer line. We've talked about you have the ability to actually be a partner in this ministry. Many, many years ago when I pastored in Indiana, Betty and her daughter Megan and her husband were part of my church there. Betty, I don't know if you knew this, there were times when finances were low, and I pastored 7 years there, a church I began. But there were times that we were in need of money, and the treasurer would say, hey, it's low. And we would start writing checks out, even small ones, $10, $15, to other ministries, Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth Hagin, etc., and planting finances, and God always blessed us. So we encourage you, plant your finances in good soil. Good soil is soil that is a ministry that teaches the Word of God. That's what it's all about. Wow. So we were so glad that you've joined us. Betty, would you tell our audience about our Thursday night show? And that is on 6 o'clock Tampa time and can be accessed tantalk1340.com, 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And on the Starcom Media Network, it's 4 o'clock Central Time or 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Thursday. It's called Go Yard with Mama Mac. And you want to tell us what that is, Betty?
Well, that is a wonderful show that is hosted by
me,
Mama Mac.
Me, Mama Mac, yeah.
And by Dr. Angel Falzoni, the life coaching show that will get you through some of life's ups and downs. The life coaching show that will show you how to overcome adversity, overcome if you feel condemnation, or if you just don't know what to do if you're in an abusive situation. The information that you've given has helped me immensely with just some of the discussions that you've had. September?
Yes, September 18th was our first show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, amazing. And I said, you know, the information is based, it's researched, and it's been proven that the information you've given out has helped so many people over just the few short months that you've been on the air. It's good.
It's fun.
Good material.
It's a life coaching show, counseling show. Our website is goyard2014.org, and you can go there and listen to any and all shows from September through January. Then at the end of February, February shows will be there. And right now we're on a series on how to fight fair. Kind of fun, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it gives you that you're not alone.
Amen.
That, you know, it gives you the, not to fight with your fist, but be able to fight in the spirit, because it gives you control over your own life.
Amen.
And it helps you to hit a home run. And I remember going back in softball terms is, I always wanted to hit a home run. And because you know what it makes you feel? It gives you energy. Makes you feel, you know, like you're somebody special, that the condemnation is not there. But Dr. Falzoni and yourself, Mama Mac, have been very, 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 very
very
upfront.
Very.
Very upfront. I mean, I can't tell you how excited I am about this.
It's good.
And but you guys complement each other, and the timing is good for the drive home.
That's what it is.
You to relax before you get home. It's like, oh, you know, I always wonder. I've always felt that way, but I never knew how to deal with it.
Right.
And you give them ideas on how to conquer maybe something that they're going through.
Amen. And Dr. Angel is a PhD and licensed mental health counselor. So, all right, here we go, guys. Next song, really good. If you haven't caught the drift yet, this is all about Jesus. Another Jackie Velasquez song, I Will Rest in You.
Lord, I'm in the dark. Seems to me the line is dead when I come calling, knowing that the sky is falling. Lord, I need to know. My mind is playing games again. You're right where you have always been. Take me back to the place that I once knew as a little child. Constantly the eyes of God watched over me. Oh, I want to be in the place that I once knew as a little child. Fall into the bed of faith prepared for me. I will rest in you. I will rest in you.
Rest in you, mighty God. You have the plan for my life. Praise God. If you just joined us, this is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. We are in our second hour, so if you missed the first, you can catch it later on our website, bohmglobal.com. Exodus chapter 12, Moses, now several years later after Abram, is now in a place where he has to step out in faith, Pastor Jim. And now it's gotten pretty difficult here. If you missed any of these shows in the last few weeks, this series is entitled God's Goodness, Grace, and Glory. Okay? So go back and catch up on our website. But now we are 9 plagues have happened. We are ready for plague number 10. We did talk about this last week, but we want to tie this together with Genesis.
Well, and yeah, this is the next step, as it were, in God's revelation of the sacrifices. I mean, he made the covenant with Abraham, with Abram, and now he says, I'm going to come through the one last time through Egypt. I'm going to plague them one last time. It will be the death of the firstborn human and every animal.
Right.
Was going to lose their firstborn. I mean, what a horrifying plague. Because he says, I'm going to judge the gods of Egypt.
Right.
But he gave them instructions. And the instructions themselves, all through Exodus 12, are so prophetic. On the 10th day, you are to choose the lamb. On the 10th day of the first month,
he said, is Exodus 12, if you want to join us.
You could use a lamb or a goat, but he says, on the 10th day of this month, each family must choose a lamb or a young goat for a sacrifice, one animal for a household. The important thing, it was on the 10th day of the month, which Jewish days begin at sunset. That would have been when Jesus' last Passover on earth would have been Saturday night.
Right.
Which is when he went into Jerusalem and they all shouted Hosanna. This happened on Saturday night once Sabbath was over, because Mark says he looked around and because it was so late, he left.
Right.
Well, that can only mean one thing. He went there at night.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the beginning of all those questions that the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes, all those people ask him all those questions about who's great, what's greatest commandment, are we to pay taxes to Caesar, what about this, what about that?
They questioned him for four days.
Because God said...
Right here, in Exodus 12.
Right here in Exodus 12, examine it for 4 days to make sure it does not have a blemish on it.
That's the little Passover lamb that we're talking about here in Exodus 12.
I mean... in verse 5, it says, the animal you select must be a one-year-old male, either sheep or goat, with no defects.
Yeah.
So the lamb had to be examined. You were supposed to spend those 4 days looking over your lamb or your goat to make sure there was no issue with it.
And that's why the Sadducees and Pharisees questioned Jesus the last 4 days of his life.
Exactly. And then...
Prophetic. This is a prophetic thing that was going to happen to the Messiah. A while on down the road.
Who would be the Lamb of God?
The Passover Lamb.
The Friday night before last.
Yes, we did.
Was that with Abraham later on after Isaac was born, God tested Abraham's heart so that Abraham would know just how great his faith was. God said, give up your son. Well, okay, so he takes Isaac to Mount Moriah, which, oddly enough, was Mount Zion.
Right.
And Isaac said, wait a minute. We got the wood. We got the fire. Where's the sacrifice?
Right.
And Abraham said, God will provide the sacrifice.
Yeah.
God will provide for himself the sacrifice.
Mm.
And so that was a lamb for a person. And here we have a lamb for a family.
Right.
Each family of Israelites
had to take
a lamb for a family. So God is expanding on that revelation.
A lamb for a person, now a lamb for a family, and then Jesus, the Passover lamb.
In John 1:29,
right.
John the Baptist looked at him, saw Jesus coming and said, behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Now we got a lamb for the world.
Not just a family, not just
Woo,
a person.
That's good stuff.
I mean, it went from a person to a family to the end. And Jesus is the ultimate lamb for the entire world.
Yes.
So all these scriptures about Passover point to Jesus. And God said, this is what you do. You slaughter the lamb. Well, we know that happened.
Right.
You take the blood, you dip it in, put it in a bowl, dip hyssop in it, which is kind of this little parsley-like plant. And then you slap it on the top of the door and the sides of the door. And I showed how that just makes a big old cross.
Just makes a cross.
Just makes a cross. So there, that speaks of Jesus. And
yes.
God said, you're going to do this because when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Mm. That's where it gets its name, Passover.
And when he sees the blood of Jesus on us.
Yes.
Praise God, he passes
Woo!
Over us.
And does not hold us guilty when we are pleading the blood and appropriating the blood of Jesus. Oh, wow. Praise God. So Jesus is the ultimate Passover lamb. And so God prepared all of us, really, from the beginning of time to understand why Jesus had to die on a cross. This explains why. Betty, comment on that, and we'll get back to Pastor Jim. This is good stuff, isn't it, Betty? Woo!
I tell you what, you know, if this doesn't get you excited, I don't think anything will.
Well, it helps you understand the crucifixion and the resurrection.
I'm sitting here in awe. It's like, I would just rather sit here and listen to you all talk. And it's just amazing to me that God gave his only begotten son for me.
Amen.
And it still brings us all back to the cross.
It does.
Point. You know, leading up from the Passover to Palm Sunday to, you know, the Resurrection Sunday. Wow. I mean, you know, that's all you can say is wow. It's how so many thousands of years ago that God had set forth this plan.
Yes.
That, and he makes it so easy to understand, and how sometimes Pastor Jim and Pastor Marcia, we make it so difficult.
We do.
You know, we just trudge and we ponder through. We just kind of just get through it day by day by day, you know, seeking whatever that you can find to make yourself happy, to, you know, to material things of this world, when all you have to do is look to Jesus.
Amen.
And find your joy, find your happiness. You know, the gift of salvation is so readily available.
Yes.
And, I mean, it says right here in Exodus that, you know, God himself passed over those homes.
Yes.
Well, today, God passes over us looking for us. He wants to communicate with
yes,
us.
Yes, he does.
And,
praise, good and stuff, right?
It's hard to be yourself when you realize that God that passed over those homes back then, that same God, people, loves us and passes over us and looks over us to the point that, you know, he loves and cares for us so much.
Oh, amen.
That, you know, he gave the Pharaoh and all of those, he gave chance.
Yeah.
To say, hey, give up. I mean, and they decided not to, and they took the tenth one, and I hope that the listening audience get to that point of where you get to that tenth point where it's the last straw.
Yeah,
that find him now, seek him now, seek his face, and all of these things will be added unto you.
Amen. Amen. Good stuff. Woo! All right. Well, Pastor Jim, go on with that.
Well, and
yeah.
That speaks to what happened.
You know,
the Egyptians suffered under all these plagues.
Yeah, they did.
And yet when the Israelites left, the Egyptians were so happy to see them go that the Israelites said, well, show me how happy you are. Give me some of your stuff. And they plundered the Egyptians. They basically, the Egyptians gave away all their goods.
Their gold, their silver, their jewelry, their important stuff, their stocks and bonds.
Right. And they gave it to the Israelites.
Their IRAs.
Which, as we read in Genesis, God promised Abraham.
Yes.
They're going to leave there, and they're going to leave there with a lot of possessions.
And again, there's God telling what's going to happen. I love this. You know, I teach this all the time, you two. God tells us what he's going to do. That's the first step. Then he does it. And then he goes back later and says, I told you I was going to do it. I told you. I promised you. Didn't I tell you I was going to do it? I love that about God. He tells you what he's going to do. And that's what happens in the Old Testament so much. This is what he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Then he does it. And then later he tells you, didn't I tell you I did that?
And actually, God was getting them ready to show how generous they could be. Because most of the stuff they got from the Egyptians, they gave back to God for the building of the tabernacle.
Yes, which is phenomenal. Whoa, that's wonderful stuff.
Just, wow.
Okay.
It is just incredible.
And it's incredible what time it is. This is just flying by. Israel Houghton and New Breed. Listen to this song, Jesus at the Center. If you haven't figured that out, that's what this show is all about. It's Jesus at the center of the Bible, Jesus at the center of our lives.
Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters.
You, Jesus. Jesus, be the center of our lives. That's the cry of our hearts this day. Dear ones, Jesus wants that position in your life. He wants to be the center. He's definitely the center of the Bible. It's all about Jesus. Pastor Jim, talk to us.
I was just thinking as that song was playing that from the beginning to the end of the Bible, it's all about Jesus. Even he's all through the Old Testament.
Amen.
From Genesis chapter 3, verse 15.
Yes.
To the last verse in Revelation.
Yes.
It's all about Jesus.
It's all about Jesus.
We can read the Bible and miss that.
Yes.
You know?
People get hung up on some of the wars of the Old Testament or the stories and they of people's failings, murders, and all these things, and they use that, and they're missing the point. The point is Jesus.
Right, and that's what I think, going on with what Betty said earlier, it's so simple, and sometimes we just make it so difficult. And I think, you know, I put that article, or wrote that article for the BOHM Facebook page. And that was hard for me to do because I didn't want to step on anybody's toes. And yet, Jesus stepped on everybody's toes.
That's exactly right. And the essence of what you wrote was that it's all about Jesus.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not all these other new agey things.
Right. It's not either. We as humans have a tendency either to make it too hard. We add stuff like Eve did. I made that point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we'll add stuff, maybe, you know, a whole new book of thus and such, or,
right.
You know, we'll say, well, you've got to do this, this, and this along with believing in order to be saved. No.
Right.
It's just believing that Jesus Christ
just
is
like
the
Abram,
Son of God.
Just like Abram believed.
Exactly. Or sometimes we don't want to do that. We'll turn to these other things because we're maybe afraid of God, or, you know, the very, very sad story. One of the original people in the Christian group Newsboys is now an atheist.
Wow.
And he said, yeah, that's what prompted me to write that article.
Right.
That's
wow,
one of the things,
I didn't realize
one
that.
One of the things that prompted me. I mean, this guy, he left the band like in 1990s, so he's not been around for a while. But one of the things he said was, well, Christianity just has too many rules. Well, excuse me. You know, first of all, that's just an excuse. That's
right.
Just an
that's
excuse
just
for
not
me
even...
to do my own thing.
Right. That's
I don't want to submit to God.
Right. That's what
And
that
I think
is.
that's what a lot of people don't want to do. Well, I'll try this. I'll try Taoism or Buddhism or Hinduism or Islam or whatever, because I don't want to submit to the one true God.
Right.
And, you know, we at Beacon of Hope believe what Jesus said, you know, when he prayed in the garden, that they may know you, Father, the one true God.
Amen,
and
amen.
Jesus, the Messiah, whom you have sent.
Yes.
No way around it. Jesus is the only way. And it's not like it's something hard.
No.
I mean, he did all the work when he went to the cross.
Yes.
He took our sins to the cross. We don't ever have to bear them again.
Amen.
All we have to do is accept the fact that he went to the cross, that he died, that he rose again in victory to seal that new covenant for us.
Amen. That's what it's all about. You preach it, Pastor Jim. He's great. Betty, you want to comment on all of this? Jesus at the center. I love that song. That was just right on with where we are in the show right now.
Well, and, you know, you were talking, yes, I totally agree with Pastor Jim, is that, you know, man has set a lot of rules.
Right.
And we had, this was years ago, we had an evangelist that came to speak at a church that we attended when I first became a Christian. And he gave all of this analogy of what you have to do to become a Christian. And it's like, it sounded so difficult.
Like give up cards and dancing and smoking tobacco.
You can't watch television.
Right, all that stuff.
You can't watch the news. You can't do this.
Yeah,
you can't cut your hair. You can't do this.
There's still people that teach that kind of stuff now. There are people out there.
And when I went to the altar, it was the easiest thing I have ever. I mean, I went fighting and kicking, but once I got there, and I got into the presence of God.
Yes, amen.
All of those things passed away.
Yes,
and all of the things that I always thought was so precious to me is they all fell away, and
mm-hmm.
He became the most important thing in my life. Now, there's times that I, you know, I got off the beaten track, as we all have at some point in time. But I always came back to the one who loved me the most.
Oh,
he,
amen.
If we put him as the nucleus or the center of our lives, everything else falls into place.
Amen.
It seems like if something gets out of kilter, we're the ones that have made it, you know, unbalanced, or the scales to be unbalanced. We're the ones doing it. He's not.
Right.
We take that opportunity to tell Jesus, God, I want you to the center of my life. That's where
amen.
I want you to stay.
Amen.
All of the idols that falls away, all of the things that we hold dear, and there's not going to be a hearse or a moving van behind our hearse when we go. We're going just as we are. You know, take me more just as I am.
Yes.
And it's so hard for people to understand that, but Christianity in itself is Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's what it's all about, people, is Jesus. Everything else can fall away. Jesus remains the same.
Woo! Good stuff.
And as much as we try and make it a religion, it's based on a relationship.
It is.
You know, Betty, I've been there. I mean, I know people saying, you got to do this, you got to do this, you know, got to give this up, got to give that up, whatever, before you can come to God.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You can't do that without the power of God in your life, and Amen. You can't get that till you get saved. The whole purpose of getting saved is so that God can make you an overcomer. And Betty, just a little sidebar here, what a wonderful video that was. So all our listeners, go to YouTube, listen to the Rend Collective song, Overcomer. It's wonderful.
It really is.
Yeah, more than conquerors.
More than conquerors. And we can't be that unless we're saved. It's
That's
not
right.
like... I had some friends in Indiana, and well, if you've listened to this show for very long, you know we believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. And I had some friends in Indiana who wanted to clean up their lives before they asked for the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing. I kept saying, but no, God, once you get the baptism of the Holy Spirit, God will give you this power.
He'll clean you up.
He'll clean you up. He'll help you with these things
Amen.
That are going on. But you need to get that power first, because maybe it's just human nature. We want to try and do it. We want to give God a helping hand. We think we got to help God with this. And yet, like I said, when Jesus went to the cross, there is nothing more he could have done. He did it all at the cross.
Amen.
Nothing. He refused to do anything less. And he could not do anything more.
Yes.
He did it all at the cross for us. And as hard as that may be to accept, his blood takes it all away.
Amen.
You know?
Covers
it. That old song, Jesus paid it all.
Right.
He paid it all. Every sin you have and will ever commit, it's already covered by the blood.
Oh, amen.
Mm-hmm. What's really it just came to me here is that, you know, that the blood covered those doorposts to protect those people.
Right.
And today, the blood of Jesus covers us and protects us and gives us the power to overcome the darkness, which is evil, which are the things that tries to seek, kill, and destroy us. That blood, there's still power in the blood of Jesus today.
Amen.
And it just, you know, when it flows off of the cross at Calvary, the Lord is taking me back there again yesterday, going back, and I said, okay, well, what are you trying to show me? And my blood, and we were talking about the Passover, that God wants that. He wants us at the foot of the cross so that we can, he wants to talk to us so much.
Mm-hmm.
And Amen. We're ignoring him. And I've done it myself. I've done it this last couple of weeks of ignoring him. But you know what? When I ignore him, he takes me back. And it's not that he's making me go back in time or go back or reverse my thing. But what he's trying to get me to do is to totally dependent on him. Because that's what I'd asked for. I said, God, make me the center of your life. I want you to be the center of my life.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps taking me back to the cross. Betty, this is where it begins.
It does.
Now don't get without me.
Right.
Don't try to get in your car and power the road and, you know, listen to this or do this. I want you here at my feet because I want to talk to you. I want
Amen.
To communicate with you. I want to have that open communication, and that's what he God tried to do with the people in Egypt. He wanted them to listen to him, but they chose not to. So they sent the man, that's my man, Moses, they sent him to bring the people out. Well, that's what God's trying to do today.
Amen.
Well, he's trying to bring us out of Egypt, trying
right.
to bring us out of the dryness, out of the desert.
You preach it.
Into the light, into the riches and the glory that comes from that blood of Jesus. I don't mean to get off on a
No, this is right on.
But we have got to come back to Christ, and we have got to come
Amen.
Back seeking his power, seeking his glory, and seeking his grace, because his mercy endures forever.
Amen.
And we've got to get that so deep down inside of us that nothing else will replace it. There's nothing else that can take control of our lives except the Lord himself.
But, and you were talking, Betty, and I remembered that old song, Jesus, Keep Me Near the Cross. And I think sometimes, you're right, we tend to stray away, either because we think we've moved past it. And, yeah, our Christian walk, yeah, we in one sense, we do. We go to the cross, we get filled with the Spirit, we grow in God. But we always need to come back to the cross because, in a sense, that's our life source. What happened on that cross is our life source.
Amen.
And, you know, that song, Jesus, Keep Me Near the Cross, Be My Glory Ever.
Yeah.
You know? And we just need more cross songs, you know? Because that's what it's all about.
It's just like with our homes. We plug into a power source to get electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it lights our homes. It does. Everything we have has a power source of some sort. You know, whether it be solar power, but we need God power.
Amen.
We need that source that we have to plug into every day, not just on Sundays. And I think that's what people think anymore, is that if I go to church on Sunday, that's going to empower me to get through till the next Sunday. Well,
wrong.
I'm sure it does, but by Wednesday, where are you? Are you as strong and as full of life and as full of glory as you were when you walked out of that church assembly or wherever you worship God? Are you going to have that much power? Plug into the power source, people. Have a 24/7 connection with God, and I will guarantee you that your power will not run dry.
Amen.
You will not be able to your God, and you'll have to help me with the scripture. I'm trying so hard to learn scripture that He's going to help us not to even stumble, to hit our foot against a stone.
Right.
We're going to be able
Psalm 91.
Anything that the devil throws at us.
Amen and amen and amen. What's coming to me right now is this is a perfect time before we do a song for us to invite people to accept Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. And before we do that, and then Betty, I'm just going to ask you to repeat after me as I pray the sinner's prayer. Anyone out there that is not sure that if you were to die tonight, that you would be in the arms of Jesus for all eternity, you need to repeat this with Betty as she repeats it after me. But before we do that, just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus.
We come to you now in the name of Jesus.
I ask you to forgive me now for anything and everything.
I ask you now, Father, to forgive me for now and for everything
that I've ever said or done.
That I've ever said or done.
That was not pleasing to you.
That was not pleasing to you.
I repent of my sins.
I repent of my sins.
Every one of them.
Every one of them.
And I ask you to forgive me.
And I ask you to forgive me.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
That he died on the cross for my sins and sicknesses.
That he died on the cross for my sins and my sicknesses.
I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, the risen Lord.
I believe that Jesus is risen from the dead, the risen Lord.
Amen. And I accept you now as my personal Lord and Savior.
And I accept you now as my personal Lord and Savior.
You are my Father God.
You are my Father God.
Jesus, you're the Savior of my soul.
Oh, Jesus, you are the Savior of my soul.
And I am your child.
And I am your child.
This I pray in Jesus' name.
Oh, this I pray in Jesus' name.
Ah. Ooh, listen to our hearts, Father God, by Casting Crowns.
Mm-hmm. How do you explain? How do you describe a love that goes from east to west and runs as deep as it is wide? You know all our hopes, Lord, you know all our fears. Words could not express the love we feel, but we long for you to hear. So listen to our hearts, hear our spirits sing a song of praise that flows from those you have redeemed. Tell you what an awesome God you are. But when words are not enough to tell you of our love, just listen to our hearts. If words could fall like rain from these lips of mine, if I had a thousand years, I would still run out of time. So if you listen to my heart, every beat will say, thank you for the life, thank you for the truth, thank you for the way. Listen to our heart.
Please listen.
Hear our spirit sing.
And hear us sing.
A song of praise that flows.
A song of praise.
From those you have redeemed.
Those you have redeemed.
And we will use the words we know to tell you what an awesome God. But when words are not enough to tell you of our love, just listen to our hearts.
Praise God. Woo! I love that song. Love that song. Nan, do you have something for us? Not quite done yet. Okay, that's all right. I can see you typing in there through the glass. Pastor Jim, tie this together, will you? This Passover lamb, Jesus, and this 10th plague, all of it.
Well, especially as we approach, I mean, this, you know, Friday or this Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. So everybody, again, you know, the church is going to be looking at the sacrifice that Jesus made. And for our listeners, you know, it's not just a religious exercise. We don't just go to church on Easter, on Resurrection Sunday, because we think that's what we're supposed to do. We've talked today about God promised. He pointed out way back, he afflicted the Egyptians with 10 plagues. And yet he had mercy on the Israelites. He said, this is how I'm going to pass over. This is how I'm not going to allow that judgment to fall on you. And he pointed out so many, in Exodus chapter 12, which is full of, it had to be roasted, completely consumed. It had to be eaten with unleavened bread, which is symbolic of yeast. Leaven is symbolic of sin. Not a bone would be broken, and that's what happened to Jesus on the cross. Not one of his bones was broken. So all of this points to Jesus, the ultimate sacrifice. And the wonderful, wonderful thing is, he went to the cross for 3 days and three nights. He stayed in the tomb, and he rose again in victory. And all of that, from Abraham's, from the covenant made well with Adam and Eve and Noah and Abraham and Moses, David, all those covenants that God made, all of them pointed to Jesus. And he is the culmination of everything God promised. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, in him, Paul writes, in Jesus, all the promises of God are yes, and we can add the amen. So that's so wonderful to know that no matter what promise it is, no matter what the need is, there's promise for it, and in Jesus, that is yes.
I love that. Woo, that does sum it up very, very well. And he is the Passover lamb, and he did go to the cross right at the moment, the right time, the same time that the Passover lamb was slaughtered here in Exodus 12. That same time, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Jesus willingly gave up his spirit. I mean, that fact alone, that Jesus actually willingly gave up his spirit right at that moment, in the 3 o'clock hour, the Passover lamb hour, is huge. Betty, talk to us. And then, Nan, are you ready yet? All right, let's get Nan, and then we'll come back to you, Betty. Nan's got a poem that God has given her here through all of this.
I hear your heart. Little one, I do hear your heart. It is so open and loving towards me. I hear your heart and see all that is there. Your love makes me so very happy. I see what is deep within you, and I know all the love that you feel. I take great delight in what you say. That is so wonderful for me to hear. You sing such a wonderful melody. I so enjoy hearing from you. I love you, precious little one. I see all of your actions, what you do. I hear your heart.
Whoa. Very good. Reminds us of that. Reminds me of that song, Pastor Jim and Betty, that we sing every time, and Nan, every time we go to the nursing home at Palm Garden the first Sunday of each month, we always sing, Jesus loves me. This I know. And he does. Betty, talk to us.
Well, you know, it's hard to top anything that was said in these last few minutes, because
it's rich, rich, good stuff, isn't it?
It's good stuff. It's we can't elaborate on it anymore. Only that Jesus is the answer.
Amen.
Jesus is the reason what happened to in Exodus 12. They were talking about that in Genesis. I mean, they talked about him throughout the entire Bible. And then even after his death, they continued, the disciples, spread this throughout the, throughout
yes.
the world.
Yes.
That Jesus is the answer.
Right.
Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth and the light.
Yes.
And we still, some of us are still out in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are still waiting on something. And maybe that's something, if you would just try him, his name is Jesus.
Yes.
And he will give you the desires of your heart. He will heal you. He will conquer all the things that you think that are conquering you. Give him a chance. I've said that again this time, during the show. Give him a chance.
Amen.
Forget about what everybody else has said about Jesus. And just you have a personal conversation with him and hear what he has to say. Get into his word, whether it be, the Bible, whether it be through an app or whatever. Get into his word and find out what he has for you.
Mm.
And I know that in these next few weeks is a very important time in the life and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Right.
And just make it a point to get to know him, because he's awesome. That's the only word that I can come up with at this point in time, is that even through Passover, through Ash Wednesday, through Palm Sunday, through the resurrection, is that Jesus is alive.
Good, well said. Pastor Jim, talk to us.
Well, I was just thinking, give him a try. I mean, the guy who wrote the book Ben-Hur, Lew Wallace, started out trying to debunk this.
Right.
trying to prove Jesus didn't exist, he didn't go to the cross, didn't rise again.
Right.
I mean, that was what he started to do, and he ended up finding out he was wrong.
Right.
and wrote the novel Ben-Hur about the Messiah.
Yes.
And I think that's amazing. I mean, he honestly studied.
Right.
He had no, I mean, he just assumed that Jesus wasn't there. And yet when he got down and honestly researched it, he couldn't refute the evidence.
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead.
Well, and I was going to say, I agree so much with what Betty said. Research it. Study it.
Yes.
In the Bible. See what Jesus really said.
Amen.
Don't depend on what other people have told you. Go and see what he said. Read Paul's epistles. See what Paul had to say about Jesus.
And you and I both, I've sat under, and I think you have too, Josh McDowell at Ball State. And he wrote two books many years ago, probably 30 years ago, Evidence That Demands a Verdict, 40 years ago. Thank you. And the second one was More Evidence That Demands a Verdict. And he also was a skeptic and tried to debunk Christianity. And he finally realized he's either Lord, a liar, or a lunatic. And those books, if you are questioning your salvation or questioning this whole thing about Jesus, find Josh McDowell's book. I'm sure it's still in print somewhere. Evidence That Demands a Verdict. Yes. And Mere Christianity by
C.S. Lewis.
C.S. Lewis is one of the very best books you can ever buy. Mere Christianity by C.S. Lewis. Again, C.S. Lewis was a skeptic.
Yes,
and
he
then
was
wrote
a skeptic
that
in England.
Right.
And,
many years back.
Yeah, and you may know the name C.S. Lewis from the Chronicles of Narnia.
Yes.
Which all of those are Christian.
Right.
But he too was a skeptic and studied for himself, and he quoted that very famous line about, you know, which I quoted in that Facebook post, is, you know, Jesus didn't give us the option to call him just a great teacher, because a great teacher wouldn't say the things about himself that Jesus did. Jesus plainly calls himself God.
Amen.
And
Son of God.
Yeah, C.S. Lewis said he didn't mean to give us that option.
Right.
You know, either we ignore him, we call him a liar or a fool or a lunatic, or we fall down and call him Lord.
Amen.
You know, none of this, I love what he says, none of this patronizing nonsense about him being a great teacher.
Right.
He didn't leave that option open to us. He did not mean to. And that quote is from Mere Christianity.
I love that. And it goes all through me when people call God the universe, because God created the universe. Let's call him by his name. His name is God Almighty, and he has a son, Jesus Christ, the Savior of our soul. And we are running out of time. Betty, I'm going to give you a chance here for some final comments before we... Nan, do you have anything else? Okay, no. Betty, give us some comments here.
Well, I think that today's teaching has been an eye-opener for a lot of us. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe that he died on the cross.
Amen.
On Golgotha Hill. I believe that he died, was buried, and he rose again 3 days later.
Amen.
And that he lives in each and every one of us. And on a day-to-day basis, spend just a few minutes, if you can, with him. And I know that your day will be better, even if it's just for 2 minutes. If you can just mention his name in passing and asking him, say, Lord, will you just help me through today? Mm-hmm. My husband said that the other day. I asked him, I said, are you doing okay? And he said, yeah. He says, when I get in the car, he said, it's just a quiet time for me. And I asked the Lord, you know, Jesus, just be with me today. Help me to get through this day and help me to do what best serves you. And it just, I mean, that was less than 30 seconds to just have some kind of communication with the Lord.
Praise God.
I know that he will bless you.
Praise God. Thank you, Betty. You're always such a joy. And thank you for the time with you last week when I was in Indiana.
Yes, ma'am.
For the funeral of my uncle and how God blessed through all that. God gets all the glory and the praise through everything. And Pastor Jim, some final words.
Well, I just have to agree with what Betty said. I know from personal experience, if I'm rushing around in the morning, and I mean, that's when I have my quiet time. And I have to make time for it.
Sure.
But I know it just kind of sets the tone, because I've already given the day over to Jesus. I've released it into his hands. And if something crazy should happen, it's already, I don't have to do an emergency prayer. It's already kind of in God's hands. I will pray about it, certainly, but it's like, oh, okay, this is happening.
Okay.
Whereas if I don't start the day with Jesus,
right.
It's like, this is happening.
Right, good
so
point.
So it just kind of gives me a focus for the entire day. So, if you prayed that prayer with Pastor Marcia earlier, I would highly recommend starting in the Gospel of John. Maybe read a chapter a day. It's 21 chapters long. You got it done in 3 weeks. Certainly, I want to recommend that you pray and find a local church where you can be ministered to. And until that time, feel free to listen to the radio show.
And continue listening to us.
Yeah, please do. But you need to be in an actual fellowship
where
you can talk with other believers. And I figure Pastor is probably going to mention this, but since it's floated into my head, if you do have any questions for either Pastor Marcia or myself, you can email Pastor Marcia at pastor@bohmglobal.com, and you can email me at pastorjim@bohmglobal.com. Pastor knows I love to answer questions. So
yes, he does.
If you have any questions or you have any comments, I would encourage you to send those our way.
Yeah, get with us, yeah.
And again, prayer requests, if you have any prayer requests, those go to prayers@bohmglobal.com. Betty, who's been on with us today, love you, Betty. And I take care of those. Thank you. We take care of those. And we encourage you, we want to reach out to you. We want to help you to become established in Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for mentioning all that. And I was going to say that, so I'm glad you did. If you're in the Tampa Bay area on Friday night, we welcome you to our Friday gathering at Beacon of Hope. And it is at the Ramada Inn, Clearwater, and on Almerton Road, 6:30 p.m. And we just encourage you to get in your Bible, just like Pastor Jim said. We just also want to remind you to try out our Thursday night show, and it'll be a blessing to you. And that is 6:00 Eastern Standard Time. We actually come on at 6:06 after some news and all that kind of stuff, CNN news. So 6:06 p.m. Thursday nights Eastern Standard Time, or 4 p.m. Central Time, which is 5 p.m. Eastern, on this same network, which is tantalk1340.com. That's how you can access it live. tantalk1340.com, www.tantalk1340.com. And as you pull up the station website, there we will be. The show will be there. So we welcome you to do that. Go to our Go Yard website, goyard2014.org, to hear past shows. Go to bohmglobal.com. our ministry website, to access past radio shows. It's been great to be with you today, Nan. We appreciate your poems. We appreciate you being a part of our radio team. Betty up in Indiana, your daughter Megan, Pastor Jim. We've got others, Cindy up in Indiana. We've got Nathan here. We've got a crowd that's a wonderful asset to this ministry. And we want to hear from you, as Pastor Jim said, and use our prayer line, prayers@bohmglobal.com. It's not far to Jesus. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Tune in next week, 3:00 Tampa time, tantalk1340.com, to catch us live.
There is no distance
from the love of God. He's always there, dear one. See you next week.
Loving arms are open wide. Close your eyes and He will lead you safely to His side. There's no need for you to fear. You can trust Him with your heart. It's not far.
It's not far.
It's not far.
It's not far.
It's not far. It's not far.